your brothers and sisters to spray every color below here. I see people that are standing up, taking a stand. Slower? I hear you, sister. Perfect. I got a couple of things to say. One is an announcement. And one, and I'll start that off first, it's just a message to the cops, and it's something I want to say for a while. And I hope you guys listen for a little while, for a minute. I think you might have this impression that we come down here as a bunch of shitheads that say, oh, I'm so scared of the cops and whatnot. But I think people here are really seriously thought this out and, come down here and want to turn against you guys and say, you guys are real assholes, right? They say it for a reason. And maybe I'll explain it to you and you guys can think about it for a second. Behind those doors there are a bunch of rich fuckheads, all right? Those rich fuckheads sit down there and they're the ones that pay the bills to get people like Gordon Campbell elected. People like Gordon Campbell who make the laws, break the laws, manipulate the laws, create a system of law which is itself is a bloody manipulation. Alright? Now, you guys are the defenders of the law, and the law keeps us in our place. It's not our law, it's a law of the rich. When the rich, their interests are diametrically opposed to ours, the workers, the poor, that places us into a situation of direct conflict with you. This isn't nonsense, folks. Wake up and listen. Think about it. You're defending a system that kills us every single day. That doesn't mean that you're putting a bullet in our head going, boom, but you're bloody well defending a system that allows us to starve on the streets, deprives us of medical care systematically. That's why we're out here. And that's why we turn against you. And that's why you keep defending it. You keep here sitting there with those smirks on your faces. You guys just watch what happens in a few years from now, folks. You just watch. You better start thinking about it now. So that's the first thing I want to say. I just want to get that off my head. You're saying that's bothering me. Why you guys sit there and smirk? Not you. Right? So, the other thing I wanted to make was an announcement. My brother Claudio here said a few things about what's been going on in South America. We're just getting a piece of the pie here. Recently, in the last couple of years, the escalation of attack on the rich. Now, we often struggle with some of our local struggles in terms of, the things that we're fighting for here, workers' rights, environmental regulation, defending the rights of poor, students, elderly, etc. Some things that go on elsewhere. We made this artificial distinction of this globalization of saying that's going on elsewhere. But no, it's happening right here. It's a process of capitalism. We call it globalization, not bullshit. It's capitalism, plain and simple. So that's one thing. And now, on October the 31st, we're holding a rally and a march at Victory Square at 12 o'clock, right, against the FTAA. We've got to stop the FTAA now. The free trade of the area of America, a free trade agreement, and the NAFTA basically gave license to people like Rob Klein, John Kretchen, fucking all those other shitheads, Mike Harris now, recently passed to launch their fifth, to escalate their attack on us. If we don't stop things like the FTAA, we're going to be looking at the days of Gordon Gamble picking shit. Those are the good old days. Start fighting. Start thinking. Start mobilizing, folks. And hopefully we'll all see you in the next couple of weeks. And we'll see you in the years to come when we sit down and we mobilize and we escalate this. And we stop taking the war on the poor and we start fighting the war on the rich. Thank you.